Chapter 5. In the imperishable and infinite highest Brahman, wherein the two, knowledge and ignorance, are hidden, the one, ignorance, perishes. The other, knowledge, is immortalized. But he who controls both, knowledge and ignorance, is another. It is he who, being one only, rules over every cause, over all forms, and over all sources. It is he who, in the beginning, bears in his thoughts the wise son Hiranyagarbha, the fiery whom he beheld while he was born. In that field in which the Lord, after spreading out one net after another in various ways, draws it together again. Footnote: the non-self, or the physical counterpart consisting of mind, senses, and prana, are called nets because these entrap and entangle the self. End of footnote. The Lord, the great self, having further created the lords, thus carries on his lordship over all. Footnote: from Hiranyagarbha, the first manifest Brahman, to all devas, divines, to all living beings. End of footnote. As the car of the sun shines, lighting up all quarters, above, below, and across, so does that self, the holy, the adorable, being one, rule over all that has the nature of being caused. He, being one, rules over all and everything, so that the universal cause ripens its nature. He diversifies all natures that can be ripened, and determines all qualities. Brahma, Hiranyagarbha, knows this, which is concealed in the Upanishads, which are concealed in the Vedas. The ancient devas and seer poets who knew it, they became it, and were immortal. But he who is endowed with qualities and performs works that are to bear fruit and enjoys the reward of whatever he has done, migrates through his own works, the Lord of life, assuming all forms, led by the three guna and following the three parts. Footnote: the three parts of righteousness, non-righteousness, and knowledge. End of footnote. That lower one, self, also, not larger than a thumb, but more brilliant than the sun, who is endowed with personality and thoughts, with the quality of mind and the quality of body, is seen small even like the point of a goad. That living self is to be known as part of the hundredth part of the point of a hair, divided 100 times, and yet it is infinite. It is not woman, it is not man, nor is it neuter. Whatever body it takes, with that it is joined only. By means of thoughts, touching, seeing, and passions, the incarnate self assumes successively, in various places, various forms, in accordance with his deeds, just as the body grows when food and drink are poured into it. That incarnate self, according to his own qualities, chooses, assumes, many shapes, coarse or subtle, and having himself caused his union with them, he is seen as another and another through the qualities of his acts and through the qualities of his body. He who knows him, who has no beginning and no end, in the midst of chaos, creating all things, having many forms, alone enveloping everything, is freed from all fetters. Those who know him, who is only to be grasped by the mind, who is only to be called incorporeal, who makes existence and non-existence, the happy one, Shiva, who also creates the elements, they leave the body behind.